James Comer announces three key witnesses for first impeachment inquiry hearing into Joe Biden. By Wendell Hasebo on September 26, 2023. House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer, RKY, announced a list of three witnesses on Monday who will testify before the first impeachment inquiry hearing into President Joe Biden on Thursday. The witnesses are Professor Jonathan Turley of George Washington University Law School, Eileen O'Connor, former Assistant Attorney General of the United States Department of Justice Tax Division, and Bruce Dubinsky of Dubinsky Consulting, a forensic accountant expert. Turley is a nationally recognized legal scholar who has published work in areas ranging from constitutional law to legal theory. O'Connor supervised DOJ litigation of civil, criminal, trial, and appellate tax cases. Dubinsky accumulated more than 40 years of financial investigative and dispute consulting experience, as well as served as an expert witness more than 100 times, testifying in more than 80 trials, including trials involving criminal and civil financial fraud. The witnesses will attend the 10 a.m. hearing on Thursday, which will examine the value of an impeachment inquiry and present evidence House Republicans uncovered regarding President Joe Biden's knowledge of and role in his family's business. Related, President Biden did lie, McCarthy announces impeachment inquiry into Joe Biden. Since January, House Committees on Oversight and Accountability, Judiciary, and Ways and Means have uncovered an overwhelming amount of evidence showing President Joe Biden abused his public office for his family's financial gain, Comer said in a statement obtained by Breitbart News. Thousands of pages of financial records, emails, texts, testimony from credible IRS whistleblowers, and a transcribed interview with Biden family business associate Devin Archer all reveal that Joe Biden allowed his family to sell him as the brand around the world to enrich the Biden family. Joe Biden showed up on at least two dozen occasions to send signals of access, influence, and power to those who were paying the Bidens. Based on the evidence, Congress has a duty to open an impeachment inquiry into President Biden's corruption. Americans demand and deserve answers, transparency, and accountability for this abuse of public office. This week, the House Oversight Committee will present evidence uncovered to date and hear from legal and financial experts about crimes the Bidens may have committed as they brought in millions at the expense of U.S. interests. According to recent polling, a majority of voters say Joe Biden was involved in his family's business, contradicting his long-held position that he never spoke to his son, Hunter Biden, about business. 61% of Americans say Joe Biden was involved in his family's business deals with China and Ukraine, September, CNN. 51% of voters believe Joe Biden committed a crime with Hunter Biden, September, Yahoo/YouGov. 66% of voters say Joe Biden discussed business with his son, June, Harvard/Harris. 62% of voters contend Joe Biden participated in his family business deals, February, Harvard/Cap/Harris. I've never spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings, Joe Biden falsely stated in 2019. Related, no. Biden snaps at reporter asking about involvement with Hunter's shakedown text. 50% of independent voters believe House Republicans should impeach Joe Biden, a YouGov/CBS News poll found in September. Overall, 47% of Americans support impeachment. 53% oppose impeachment. Previous polling shows a plurality, 41%, support an impeachment inquiry, while 35% oppose it. 24% are unsure. In addition, a majority of Americans say Joe Biden is being held accountable under the law like any president in the impeachment inquiry opened by the House of Representatives, according to a Washington Post/ABC News poll released Sunday. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.